Lord Almighty, we are in your presence this moment to hear from you. I commit myself to you. I commit all the audience into your holy hands. Fill us from your Holy Spirit so that we may be blessed through your word. Take control. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. Good morning, church. Yeah, we are happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning when celebrating this week of Easter. The whole month was just a month of Easter. And last Sunday we were speaking about the resurrection of the Lord. And the topic was, He is risen. Then for what? That's what the question. And I appreciate so much the preacher for that day because he just encourages all the congregation to be part of those who are going to witness the resurrected King. And that's why for this particular moment we are going to speak about now recognizing Jesus Christ, then serving Him. Recognizing Jesus Christ, then serving Him. Is the same way that we want to explain, and the word of God is in Luke chapter 24 from 13 to 35. Luke chapter 24 from 13 to 35. Let's read the word of God. Luke 24, 13 to 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more is that the third day since all this took place, in addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him, see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you were, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them. He broke the bread. That is the word of God. Amen. Yeah, I would like to appreciate the word of God and clap to the King of Kings who sends his word to us this particular moment. Amen. Our topic this morning is recognizing Jesus, then serving him. It's important to recognize who is Jesus for you and for me, then this will help us to serve him. According to the text that we have read, in order to recognize Jesus, we have three levels on how we may recognize Jesus. Three. The first level is to recognize Jesus as a friend. To recognize Jesus as a friend. But to recognize Jesus as a friend is not enough to serve him. To recognize Jesus as a friend, I can see when I was reading this text from 13 to 26, Jesus decided to walk along with disciples. They were discussing, and Jesus created a relation between him and disciples. They start discussing as friends, as close friends. He initiate a relation between him and disciples. And from this relation, Jesus was just asking some questions about what happened. And disciples were so amazed and so astonished how Jesus is not aware of things that happened in Jerusalem. You know, you are friends with Jesus, you are walking with him, but your eyes is still closed. You are not recognizing him as a savior, but you recognize him as a friend. And they were discussing. Jesus asks them some questions. Sometimes disciple responding without knowing who is this one asking questions. You know, in our lives, sometimes we are living with Jesus as a friend, as a colleague. We are living with him. He's accompanying us in our journey, in our workplaces. We are coming to the church. We are coming to praise and worship our friend Jesus. Let me say our colleague, as the Bible says in this way. They were discussing things that happened in Jerusalem. And for disciples, Jesus was just a friend that they met. And they were discussing, they even should not believe that this one is really a savior. This one is really the resurrected one. They were focused on the physical life and physical needs, because reading 19 to 26, the Bible says that we hope that this one should redeem Israel. They are focusing only on physical needs. They did know that they are with a Messiah, the resurrected one, the one who is ready to give even spiritual freedom. And Jesus called this brother that they are foolish. You know, you are going with friends, but finally a friend called you that you are foolish. And you are slow to believe all that the prophet says spoken. And that was tricky to these disciples, saying, "Well, how come that this one who is our friend, our colleague, we are walking with him, now he is calling us foolish?" That's very important in our spiritual life. You know, brothers and sisters, we have to move from a state where we are considering or recognizing Jesus as a friend to another state. Because when Jesus is considering in our lives as a friend, as a colleague, it's very difficult to work for him. And that's what happened to this disciple. They didn't recognize him. Their eyes were kept from recognizing him. They only recognized him as a friend. and that was all. But for Jesus, this was not enough. Jesus decided to help these people to come from the place where Jesus is a friend to another step. And this is the second step where Jesus wants to bring his disciple. The second step is bringing people to recognize Jesus as a teacher or a doctor. And we can read it on verse 27-29. The Bible says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they were approaching the village, no, it's 26 and 27. "Did not the Messiah have be suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all scriptures concerning himself." So brothers and sisters, in order to serve the Lord, we have to move to a stage where we are considering Christ as our friend, to another step, another level, where Jesus is a teacher. He's the one teaching us the word of God. He's the one opening our eyes to recognize who is him and what is his mission. Why have he come in the world? And it's what Jesus helped disciples to discover when they were discussing. The Bible says that he began with Moses and all prophets. He explained to them what was said in all scriptures concerning himself. You know, sometimes we are not ready to serve the Lord just only because we are not aware of the secret that the Lord is hiding in the Bible. We have to read the Bible and know what is the target that the Lord is asking us to reach. We have to be led by Jesus Christ through scriptures, because scripture helps us to be connected to Christ, to know who is Christ and why he is calling us to preach the word of God. Through the Holy Scriptures, we are called to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Lord is lightening our life. Then we can decide Jesus, we can ask Jesus to stay with us. That's what the word of God says in verse 29. As they were approaching the village to which they were going, Jesus continued as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When we are connecting to the word of God, number one, we discover who is God and who is Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Number two, we decide to call Jesus to stay with us. And this starts a big and deep connection from disciples to Jesus the Savior. And that now helps us to move to the third level. The third level is to discover Jesus as a friend who's sharing bread with us. And that's what the Bible says on verse 30 to 32. The Bible says, "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight." So brothers and sisters, we have to be careful when reading this word. Number one, they recognize him as a friend. Number two, they recognize him as a teacher or a doctor, but their eyes was not opened. But finally, they recognize him as a friend who's ready to share a bread. Then their eyes was opened. My question was, why? What is the secret that Jesus is hiding in sharing the bread? What is this secret? In fact, when Jesus is sharing the bread with his disciples, he's just calling to them to an intimacy with him, a deep relation with him. And the second one is just, he's sharing with people that was cleansed through scriptures, people who are holy, because they have already heard the word of God, and the word of God helped them to be cleansed. They are now holy.
so that Jesus now can share with them the bread, because number one, they have an intimacy with him, and number two, they are now holy. Then Jesus opened their minds, they are intelligent, and they were able now to listen to him and to see who is this Jesus that we are speaking with. Amen. So in our lives, we have to move from this step where we are considering Jesus as a friend, a colleague. Yeah, and when you are considering Jesus only as a friend, that cannot help you to witness to him. You have to move from this level to another level where you are considering Jesus as a teacher, as a doctor, where you are feeding from his word. And number three, to share the bread. That means to get a big and deep intimacy with him and living holiness. After these three levels, disciples was able now to go and proclaim the word of God. We've seen really that Jesus is resurrected. They move from unbelief to a believing. They believe to Jesus who have already risen, and they start now proclaiming the word because their eyes was opened. Brothers and sisters, we are in the cycle that we have now to move from a level where we are considering Jesus as a friend, to a level where Jesus is a doctor, and finally Jesus who's someone who's sharing the bread. That means to get an intimacy with him, to live a holy life, and to be opened our eyes so that we may preach the word of God through the world. Brothers and sisters, what is hindering you that you are not able to witness or to serve the Lord? Perhaps you know Jesus only as a friend, or perhaps only you are connecting to his word but not ready to be connected, to be sharing this intimacy with Christ. So we have to share this intimacy with Christ and living a life of holiness that will help us to serve the Lord, who's ready to use us as his instrument. Brothers and sisters, as these disciples of Emmaus, I was reading one comment, and the Bible says, someone commenting to this text says, these disciples, there was a man and a woman. They were discussing together in a way. This also is meaningful. Yeah, it's meaningful. We have also to know that women and men, both we are called to serve the Lord. And in order to serve the Lord, we have to be connected to him. We have to recognize him, number one, as a friend, number two, as a doctor, and number three, as someone who needs intimacy with us. These three things will help us to work and serve him deeply for the glory of the King of Kings. May God help us. May God bless his word. Amen.
Yes. Can we again appreciate God for this